Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
It is the 36th year of the awards, and up to 94 bathing spots have been awarded blue flags this year. And joining us on the line is Caroline O'Doherty, environment correspondent with the Irish Independent. Caroline, you're very welcome to the programme. Three beaches, let's start with the good news, have had their flags restored this year. Tell us where.
Well, they're all in County Mayo, so they're doing something right up there. It's not unusual for beaches to lose their flag for maybe a year or two. Every year there's maybe four, six, seven of them. But there are three beaches, Bartra, Old Head, and Clare Island has one, Lewisburg. And they've been previous recipients of the blue flag, but they'd lost them in recent years, and one hasn't had a blue flag for nearly 10 years.
So, okay, so that's the good news in a way. And it's good to hear that as well, because I know an awful lot of work the local authorities put work into getting the blue flags back. But I hate, Caroline, hearing beautiful beaches that I know losing their status. Where has lost its status of blue flag this year?
Well, Munster hasn't done so well. I think they're all in Munster. There's four of them. And Waterford in particular, Dunmore East, the two beaches around there have lost them. One in County Cork, Garrettstown, and I think we've one in County Clare as well. You'll have to forgive me. I'm not quite sure of the which one that is.
Look, it's, again, Cap, it's not the end of the world.
It is in Kilrush. Yeah, well done. Yeah, look, it's not the end of the world, because, I say, some do come and go. It can be a glitch one year, and very often it's to do with water quality. Mm-hmm. Although I see we've one interesting reason this year given was that the recycling bins were taken away, because the blue flag beaches, people think of beaches, they think there's water and sand, but the blue flag award is quite a, it encompasses a lot. It encompasses beaches and their infrastructure. So right. To get even into the blue flag scheme, you need to have public toilets, access to drinking water or clean water, litter bins, signage, all the infrastructure around it has to be top notch. So okay. A few steps or ramps down to it. So it's not, there's a different scheme for sort of more remote beaches. It's called the Green Coasts Award. And that's for beaches that don't have all that sort of public infrastructure around.
And it's Garrettstown. It's Garrettstown in County Cork that lost its blue flag status because they didn't have recycling bins. They might feel aggrieved, Caroline.
They might, but think of the knock-on effect. You don't have recycling bins. It's a busy weekend. People are, unfortunately, this is what happens. People just leave the stuff lying around. It washes down onto the rocks or onto the sand. It gets stuck in the sand. It goes out to sea, and then people are going in for a dip, and there's, you know, plastic crisp bags and plastic bottles floating past their nose. It looks awful. People lose their trust in the beach, okay. And it is dirty. So, you know, it sounds like a small thing.
But it's not.
It's not. It's the knock-on effect.
Okay. Before I get Kerry's mention in, I'll get my own village's mention. On Chiarua, the Coral Beach or Trón Dolín has got its blue flag again this year. Not back, but it always had it. I'm glad to see that. Kerry, though, is the county with the most blue flags in 2023. How many do they have?
I think they're about 13, 14. I think Cork actually beat them because they have a number of extra marinas in there. You know, but it is quite remarkable, you know, the way some county, obviously people are going to say, well, they have a bigger coastline, so of course they're going to get more awards. But it is interesting to see, you know, some beaches around the country have actually got the two awards. So they've got the award, the Blue Flag Award, for all their infrastructure and everything being great. Mm-hmm. And the sort of more wilder area, they've also got their Green Coast Award. You know, and that people will say, well, that has to be beaches that maybe don't attract a huge amount of people because people bring rubbish and dirt with them. But you know, some of the people, the beaches that have fall into that category vary from the likes of Ballinskellig's in County Kerry, you know, which is, you know, beautiful and quite remote in some ways, you know, right up to Salt Hill Strand in Galway, which is really busy and urban. So it is remarkable how beaches with very different pressures and very different sort of visiting numbers and, you know, can still sort of meet the same criteria.
Well, it really is amazing. I've dug it out, actually. Kerry has 15, in case they're on to you, in case you start a civil war between Cork and Kerry down there. Look, Caroline O'Doherty, thank you very much indeed. You can text us, where is your favourite beach, your favourite blue flag beach in the country, and we'll give it a visit to 51551. Caroline, thank you.